弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们来到神家最快乐的一件事情，就是我们能够在这里与那位最爱我们的神相会。
That we may meet and commune with the God who loves us so dearly.
我在各地讲道的时候，很喜欢问弟兄姊妹，我说神家最大的特点到底是什么
？When I'm traveling and I'm speaking, I ask all the brothers and sisters, what is the most significant characteristic of the house of the Lord?
很多人就急着回答我说是爱。那的确是哈。
And that certainly is true.
我觉得那是神家的三大特点之一。
And I think is one of the three characteristics of the house of God.
但是神家最大的特点呢是神的同在。
But the greatest characteristic is that God is there.
我们能够与地上的万民有分别。
And we are separated from all the people of the world.
教会的聚会能够跟天下千百万个不同的聚会不同的地方，是因为神在我们中间。
And this gathering is significant, is different from all other gatherings in the world because God is here.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天像最近中国要开十八大，你要靠近那个地方都不行的。
What's happening in
China? 没有关系。
Something is happening in China, very festive, and a lot of people can't get there, even if you want to draw near.
那不过是地上的领袖。
A particular leader is having some kind of gathering.
但是我们却是来到万王之王、万主之主的面前。
But we are coming to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们随时可以来到他的同在里面。
We could come anytime into his presence.
我们随时可以进到至圣所里面。
And anytime we could come into the holiest of holies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望所有神的儿女们，我们都看重这一件事情。
And dear brothers and sisters, I pray that you would treasure this particular understanding.
然后我们大家一起来让这件事情在我们中间越来越真实。
And that we together would allow this become more and more of a reality.
今天早上跪在这里祷告的时候。
This morning, as I was kneeling and praying,
然后你们突然一个感动，我就想到至圣所里面其实只有一个 audience， 只有一个对象跟听众。
In the holies of holies, there's only but an audience of one.
谁
？Who is that？
那你们自己说的哈。God Himself, 只
有神。God Himself is the only audience.
所以我们来到这里，我们不是只是跟众人唱诗而已。
So we're not just here singing with everyone.
我们是有对象的。
We have someone that we're singing to.
我们是对神唱的。
We are singing to God.
我们不是来到矽谷基督徒聚会唱歌。
We're not here in Silicon Valley Christian Assembly singing.
我们是进到至圣之境，在至圣所里面向神唱诗。
We're coming to the most holy place in the presence of the living God to sing to Him.
弟兄姊妹，如果神的儿女们都被神开的眼睛，用信心与所听见的道调和的话。
Brothers and sisters, if all of our eyes are open, that we're mingling with the words that we heard with faith.
就算我们没有被提到天上，天也在地上开始的。
Even we are not lifted up and ascended on high, heaven has begun here.
这是需要我们大家一起来祷告的。
And this is what we together need to pray for.
我们一起来珍惜它的。
And we need to treasure it.
所以，当我们更多真实的敬拜向着宝座去的时候
，And as our worship is more becoming more and more of a reality towards the throne,
你发现我们的聚会真的是值得、值得、值得来。
And you discover, you begin to realize it is crucial and it's important to come to this meeting.
这就是斯布珍说的，连爬都要爬回教会来。
And this is what Spurgeon is talking about. Even if I have to crawl, I'm going to crawl to the house of God.
因为你不是因为你不来有人生气啊。
It's not because if you don't come, somebody will be upset.
你不来太可惜了。
Because you're going to lose so much.
我们跟众生徒一同来到神的面前。
With all the saints, we come before the presence of God.
感谢主啊。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要来看一个很重要的题目啊。
And today we're going to come and look at a very important topic.
虽然看起来经文不容易读。
And on the surface, the scripture seems a little hard to understand.
但是这件事情对我们太重要了。
But it is so important to us.
提摩太前书第二章第五节告诉我们，只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，就是降世为人的耶稣基督。
And 1 Timothy tells us that there's only but one mediator between God and man. It is the Jesus Christ incarnate.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要讲我们怎么样子能够跟神发生关系。
So today we're going to talk about how can we have a relationship with God.
我们怎么样子借着耶稣基督，我们能够跟这位神中间没有间隔。
How is it through Jesus Christ that there is no more hindrances between us and God?
耶稣基督在地上有太多太多不同的称呼。
Jesus Christ, when he was in this world, he had many positions.
他是耶稣，他是以马内利，他是救主，他是主。
He had many names. He's Jesus. He's Emmanuel. He's Savior. He is the Lord.
但是有一天，耶稣问他的门徒说：“你们说我是谁
？”But one day Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
保罗不是彼得这一辈子讲的最好听的一句话就是这一次。
Peter had the most eloquent words, and is this only time in his life.
Seldom
was he not rebuked by the Lord, but this time the Lord applauded him.
他说什么?
What did he say?
你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ, the Son of the eternal God.
对,弟兄姊妹,我们不光要认识耶稣是神的儿子。
And not only do we need to come and know that Jesus is the Son of God,
我们也要认识他是基督。
But he is Christ.
什么叫做基督?
What is to call him Christ?
基督就是这 anointing one, 这受膏者。
It is to say that he is the anointed one.
在旧约里面只有先知、君王和祭司可以被受膏的。
The Old Testament only kings, priests, and
king
and priests are to be anointed.
先知、君王和祭司他们受膏说到神把托付给他们。
Prophets, kings, and priests are anointed because God has given thema commission.
神有这么神圣的使命托给他。
God has such a holy commission into their lives.
那弟兄姊妹，耶稣是集这三个职分于一身的那一位。
And Jesus is the only one who holds all three positions.
那今天我们要来讲他是祭司。
And when we're going to talk about him being the priest today,
弟兄姊妹，跟我们发生绝对的关系。
Absolutely has something to do with you and me.
今天对我们已经隔了两千年的基督徒来说。
For us who are Christians, after 2,000 years has gone by,
我们讲耶稣是基督，我们认为是理所当然。我们讲耶稣是大祭司，是理所当然的。
And when we say Jesus Christ is the high priest, we say, "Oh, that's obvious."
我们根本不会也想有什么问题。
And we don't ponder about it. We don't think about it.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们在由当初写希伯来书的时候，在那个背景底下讲耶稣是大祭司，那是引起很大争议的。
But in the time of the writing of the book of Hebrews, when you claim that Jesus is the high priest, it would actually raise an uproar.
那是一个革命性的一种思想，一种全新的思想。
It's a revolutionary thought. It's something that is completely new.
所以我们今天早上我分两个部分来讲。
So this morning I want to break it into two segments to share.
第一个部分讲耶稣基督大祭司的身份。
And the first segment I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ, his position as the high priest.
第二个我们讲他大祭司的职分。
And his identity as the high priest. And the secondly, his function as the high priest.
他的 ministry. 但我们第二部分主要是我今天要讲的。
And the second portion is the ministry of Jesus Christ as high priest. And I'm going to focus on the second portion.
但是因为当我们读希伯来书的时候。
But because when we read the book of Hebrews,
你发现作者花了相当大的篇幅来解决一个重要的问题，就是耶稣是基督的这个角色。
And he will use many, many words and many, many examples to clarify that Christ, Jesus is the Christ.
所以我们也很简单的带过去，讲耶稣是大祭司。我们从三个角度简单带过去。
And very simply and very quickly, we have to paint a broad stroke of the picture of Jesus being the high priest.
但是我的重点是要放在后面，讲到他的职分。
But the key point is the ministry of this high priest.
每一个职分都跟我们发生绝对的关系。
Every single one of the ministry of this high priest has everything to do with us.
他的每一个职分都跟基督徒这一生到底在主面前会成为怎样的基督徒发生关系。
Every single one of these ministries has everything to do with what kind of Christian we will be before God.
我们跟他的关系会到什么程度，我们的生命会到什么程度，都跟这件事情发生关系。
The degree of our relationship with him, the degree of our life with God has everything to do with the ministry of this high priest.
所以你们年轻人比我们都有福气。
So young people, you are more blessed than anyone in this room.
因为你们从十几岁就开始听这个道。
Because in your teens, you've heard this message.
你回头看看旁边的叔叔阿姨，很多人三四十岁才听到这个道。
Look around in this room, you'll discover that there are those who are in their 30s when they first come to hearing this message.
他们比你们多浪费了二十年、三十年了。
And they have squandered away 20 years of their life.
但是感谢主还有机会。
But we thank God, every one of us, we still have opportunity.
第一个我们讲到他是大祭司。
And the first of all, when we talk about Jesus as the high priest,
希伯来书第五章告诉我们在当时的大祭司。
Hebrews chapter 5 tells us the high priest at that time,
他至少有几个重要的，就是就的身份上的条件。
That by there's a certain criteria for him to be the high priest.
第一个，他不能够自己说要当就当的。
Number one, he can't just self-proclaim that he's the high priest.
他不能够自己立自己做祭司，他是神招出来的。
He cannot ordain himself as high priest, but God is the one who designated him. The God is the one who called him.
所以换句话说，第一个条件就是他必须是 appointed by God.
So number one, this high priest must be appointed by God.
这神立他的。
God has established him. God ordained him.
所以时间的关系，我只能挑关键的经文。我们看第五章第四节。
Chapter 5 verse 4.
好，这大祭司的尊荣没有人智取， 唯要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。如此，基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。”就如经上又有一处说：“你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。”
Chapter 5, verses 4, 5, and 6.
啊，所以第一件事情我们解决了。
So the very first thing we established.
亚伦是神召的。
Aaron was called by God.
而且大祭司的职分是神许可立位支派亚伦家的后代做大祭司，是神召的。
And the high priest is designated to the descendants of Aaron and the house of Aaron, and it's been designated by God.
除此以外，没有人可以当大祭司。
Apart from the family of Aaron, no one else can be high priest.
所以在以色列的历史上，你要当大祭司，他们要花很多功夫验明正身，知道你是亚伦家的后代。
So in the history of Israel, for you to become high priest, they need to go through a lot of examination to make sure that you are an offspring of the house of Aaron.
而且我们从以西结书说，不光是亚伦家的后代，而且是撒都的子孙。
And Ezekiel, discover that he is not only of the house of Aaron, but he is also.
没有关系，三百点，你回家看哈，以西结书。那这是第一件事情。那基督也不是自取的。
And Christ is not self-ordained.
是神召他的。
God has called him.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
他说旧约这些做祭司的。
And the Old Testament, all those who are priests.
你要能够体谅百姓们的软弱。
You need to be able to sympathize with the weakness of the people.
因为他自己也是被软弱所困。
Because he himself is bound by the same weakness.
所以你看，我们看第五章第一节、第二节。
So chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
他说，凡人从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。他能体谅那愚蒙的和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。所以在这里我们看见当大祭司他自己本身是软弱。
So we discover here through these verses that the high priest himself, he declares that he himself is weak.
所以当他被别人献祭的时候，
So when he offers sacrifices for others,
他也能够非常体谅这些罪人们的心情心态。
He can sympathize and understand the heart attitude of all the sinners.
那你说我们基督能不能体谅我们？
And you say, would Christ be able to sympathize with us?
今天背诵的经文我们一起来读，中文、英文、广东话，什么话都可以。
Let's all read it out loud together.
我们同时来读。
Together.
我们既有一位已经升高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，我要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。不光这样，到了第五章第八节的你
Chapter 5 verse 8 also says,
也说到他虽然为儿子，还是因为所受的苦难学的顺从。
Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
所以不仅仅他完全了解我们，
So not only does he understand us completely,
他能够施恩帮助我们，
He is able to give us grace to help us.
而且他成了我们永远得救的根源，他能够把我们从一切的软弱失败里面救出来的。
And he has become the author of our eternal salvation to redeem and deliver us from our weaknesses.
所以第二个条件也解决了。
So the very first criteria is taken care of.
第三个重要的条件，
The second criteria is taken care of. The third criteria,
对整个以色列从西乃山以来一直到耶稣基督的时代，
For the nation of Israel from the time of Mount Sinai until the time of Jesus,
所有当祭司的，
Everyone who is the high priest,
必须是利未支派，
Must be of the tribe of Levi,
必须是亚伦家的后代，
The descendants of the house of Aaron.
那你现在发现说耶稣基督做祭司，这是讲不过去的。
And then now you say Jesus is the high priest, that doesn't make sense.
你对当时的以色列犹太人来说，就好像男人女人是同一个人，那不可思议的事情。
Just like for the Hebrews of the time, for them to imagine when you say that man and woman is but they are one, they're the same, is something that we cannot comprehend.
因为祭司必须是利未支派。
Because for you to be a high priest, you must be of the tribe of Levi.
而耶稣是犹大支派。
But Jesus is of the tribe of Judah.
圣经上讲到基督是大卫的后裔，是君王支派出来的。
It says that he's a descendant of David of the house of the kings.
所以在历史上没有出现过这样子的人。
So in the nation of the, in the history of Israel, no such man ever emerged.
你不可能又是君王，你又是祭司的。
There's no way for you to be king and priest at the same time.
你在历史上发现君王可以是先知。
And you discover in the history of Israel to be a king, he could be a priest.
谁是这个人？
Who is such a person?
大卫就是嘛。
David.
大卫是王。
David was king.
使徒行传又说大卫是先知。
But the book of Acts also proclaimed that he is a priest.
那可以又是先知又是祭司的。
But for those who could be
先知跟祭司
a prophet and a priest.
像谁？
Who?
以西结。
In the book of Ezekiel,
你去读以西结第一章，他是祭司，他又是先知。
He's a prophet and also a priest.
施洗约翰也是。
John the Baptist is the same.
所以你发现这三个角色在历史上基本上只有任何人可以兼具两个，但是没有人又是君王又是祭司的。
So in the history of Israel, you discover that there are individuals who hold two of the positions.
只有大卫虽然是君王，但是他又献祭，那是神特别许他，但是圣经上没有称他是祭司。
But seldom you discover that any individual has held two positions, king and priest. David did offer sacrifices unto the Lord, but the scripture never proclaimed him as priest.
所以当撒迦利亚在那里预言将来弥赛亚要出现，基督要出现的时候
，So Zechariah when he prophesied emergence of this anointed one, the Christ.
他预言这一位来的时候，他是用大卫来预言。
And he says that when this person comes, he comes according to the prophecy of David.
讲到要在君王和祭司之间筹定和平，换句话说，那位弥赛亚来的时候，他又是君王又是祭司。
That he's going to come and restore balance between the position of priesthood and kingship, and is that the Messiah would come as king and priest.
我再花三分钟就好了哈，这一段稍微懒一点，但是对有心追求的人很重要。
Three more minutes. I know it's a little difficult, but for those who have a heart to pursue, it's very important.
所以你要知道，希伯来作者写到这里，为了要解决这个问题。
So when the author of Hebrews, when he come to this particular point, he wants to come to a resolution.
你发现他引用的两节很关键、很重要的经文。
He uses two key verses in his writing.
一个是在诗篇第二篇第七节。
And one is in Psalm chapter 2.
他说你是我的儿子我今日生你
says, you are my son, today I've begotten you.
你要知道这句话的之前第六节是讲到神在这里立我的君在锡安山
verse before this particular verse is that the Lord has established king on Mount Zion.
讲到弥赛亚是君王
and that the Messiah is the king.
被立在锡安山做君王
he is established on Mount Zion to be king.
在他复活得胜的时候神说我立你为王，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And he says that I have set you as my king on my holy hill of Zion.
那你是讲到他的 kingship， 讲到他的王权。
And it declares of his kingship and his authority.
然后接下来他又引用了诗篇一百一十篇第四节。
And then again he follows and uses the verse in Psalm 110 verse 4.
他说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
So you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以希伯来作者把这两个连在一起。
And the author of Hebrew took these two verses and put them together side by side.
讲到他是君王，他又是祭司。
One, he is king. Two, he is the priest.
那但是这件事情我们只是知道他是君王又是祭司。
And this thing we only know that yes, he is king and he is priest.
但是还没有解决。他不是立位支派的问题。
But it did not resolve the issue that he is not a descendant of the tribe of Levi.
所以他五次的讲到他是按着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
So therefore five times he has to clarify that he is in the, in the priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek.
我今天会讲到第七章完哈，追上了你们礼拜五的读经进度。
I'm going to come to chapter 7 and I'm going to pursue and get to where you are on Friday night in your studies.
所以你们未来这个礼拜是我在前面的，前面几个礼拜我在后面追你们。
So the past few weeks I've been pursuing your topics on Friday, but I will pass you today.
所以希伯来的作者在这里告诉我们。
So the author of Hebrew tells us here.
在历史上。
In the history.
整个旧约圣经麦基洗德只出现过两次
In the Old Testament, Melchizedek only appeared twice.
创世纪十四章
Genesis chapter 14.
当亚伯拉罕打败诸王回来的时候
And when Abraham has defeated the kings,
麦基洗德来迎接他
This priest of Melchizedek came to meet him.
亚伯拉罕把这个所得的献十分之一给麦基洗德
Abraham tithed everything that he obtained through his victory,And gave to Melchizedek.
麦基洗德为他祝福。
And Melchizedek blessed him.
所以希伯来书第七章告诉我们说， 只有为大的给为小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
Hebrews chapter 7 tells us it's only proper that the higher would bless the lesser.
所以麦基洗德比亚伯拉罕要高很多，所以亚伯拉罕向他献。
So Melchizedek is much higher than Abraham, thus Abraham had to come and offer to Melchizedek.
麦基洗德为亚伯拉罕祝福。
And so Melchizedek blessed Abraham.
所以希伯来的作者就告诉我们。
So the author of Hebrews tells us one thing.
当亚伯拉罕在这里献祭的时候，在这里献十分之一的时候
，When Abraham was tithing here,
那时候亚伦、摩西、利未支派根本都连影子都还没有。
Aaron, Moses, the tribe of Levi, they didn't even exist. The shadows of those things did not even exist.
那是至少460年以后的事情。
And that something happened after 460 years.
你不要以为我讲错了，因为保罗是讲430年以后，为什么变成460年，有讲究的，你自己去读经，读不出来再来找我。
Paul talked about 430 years, but I claim 460 years. Go study the scriptures. You can't find it, then come and talk to me.
因为亚伯拉罕遇见麦基洗德大概是80岁左右。
And Abraham met Melchizedek around the time when he's 80 years old.
然后他过了20年生以撒。
And after 20 years, he gave birth to Isaac.
那过了10几年他献以撒。
After about 10 years, he offered Isaac.
所以神跟亚伯拉罕启示的时候是创世纪22章唯一记载到神跟亚伯拉罕启示。
Genesis chapter 22 is the only time where the Lord swore to Abraham.
神五次对亚伯拉罕讲亚伯拉罕之约，但是只有一次是启示的。
And 5 times God has talked to Abraham of the covenant that he has with him, but only 1 time God swore to Abraham.
就是在创世纪22章。
It's Genesis chapter 22.
好，所以我现在讲过来，就是那时候亚伦家根本都还没生呢。
So again, the house of Aaron doesn't even exist yet.
所以当亚伯拉罕在这里献给麦基洗德的时候
，So when Abraham offered unto Melchizedek,
他说利未在他的腰中啊
，He said Levi was in his loins.
啊，就是中国人所谓的肾哈
，And this is
腰子
，This is what the Chinese call kidney.
换句话说，根本还没生出来。
It's to say that he didn't even come to existence yet.
啊，但是亚伯拉罕就带着整个利未支派，其实带着以色列12支派一起向了麦基洗德献了十分之一。
But Abraham represented the tribe of Levi, the entire 12 tribe of Israel, and offered unto Melchizedek.
大家能够明白这件事。
You understand the principle now?
他用这个例子来讲到麦基洗德的等次远远超过亚伦的等次。
He uses this example to say that Melchizedek surpasses the order of Aaron.
而且那时候律法根本还没颁布。
And the orders of the law has not even been declared.
所以当你讲到按照麦基洗德的等次做祭司的时候，换句话说，就不受亚伦立位祭的这个法律法的规定所束缚了。
So now when you say someone is according to the order of Melchizedek, he is no longer under the principles and the guiding principles of the orders of the law according to the Levitical laws.
因为 so far 都还听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
真的哈？有没有人听不懂？我暂停一下。
I'll pause a little bit. Everybody clear?
好，没有人举手，我会后抽考。
Okay, so nobody's got questions. I'm gonna have.
小心我在走道上碰到你就问你啊。
I'll ask you when I'm outside walking next to you.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，麦基洗德的等次远远超过亚伦的等次。
So Melchizedek surpasses the order of Aaron.
而且麦基洗德的等次不受律法的约束，他不需要在立位支派底下。
His order is no longer bound under the institution of the law. He's no longer under the control. He need not be under the tribe of Levi.
所以我们现在读7章16节。
So we're going to come to chapter 7, verse 16.
哎，16节。其实我们从13节读起好了。
Let's start verse 13.
因为这话所指的人本属于别的支派，就是犹大支派。那支派里从来没有一个人侍候祭坛。我们的主分明是从犹大出来的，但这支派摩西没有提到祭司。倘若照麦基洗德的样式另外兴起一位祭司来，我的话更是显而易见的了。他成为祭司并不是照着肉属肉体的条例，乃是照着无穷生命的大能，因为有给他做见证的说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。看见了没有？
Do you see this? Verse 16, he who has come not according to the law of the flesh and commandments, but according to the power of an eternal life.For he testify you are the priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以我在这里必须先结束了主耶稣是大祭司身份的问题。
And I have to come and resolve the issue of Jesus Christ has every right to be the high priest.
第一，他不是自取的，是神立的。
One, he did not take on the position himself. God has set him.
第二个，他能够体恤所有人的软弱。
Secondly, he can sympathize with the weakness of all.
因为这是大祭司很重要的责任，他是为人办理属神的事情。
And he is performing the things means of God pertaining to man.
他一方面为着人来到神的面前。
On the one hand, for man, he's coming before God.
向神祷告，为人献祭。
He prays to God and sacrifices on behalf of the people.
所以他必须要能够体会那些犯罪失迷的人。
So he must be able to sympathize with those who are weak and who are ignorant and who are lost.
他才可能真正进入人的需要和感觉，向神祷告。
And only then can he enter into the needs of the hearts of man to cry out to God.
另外一方面，他为神来到人的中间。
And on the other hand, he's also coming into the midst of man from God.
他能够把神的律例典章，把神的话语，神的带领告诉百姓。
The statutes and the decrees of God, he may come and faithfully minister them to the people.
所以大祭司的胸牌里面有乌灵和土民，是用来明白神旨意用的。
And so in the breastplate of the high priest, there are these two stones that is for the discerning of the will of God.
所以他需要常常侍立在神的面前，为着百姓祷告，同样也在这里明白神的心意到底是啥。
He needs to stand before God, pray for the people, and understand the heart of God.
那主耶稣完全能够体恤我们的软弱。
So Jesus can completely sympathize with our weaknesses.
他在神面前为我们祷告。
So he forever prays before God for us.
而且同样的，他能够把神的心意能够带给我们。
At the same time, he can declare to us the will of God.
那第三个，他是照着麦基洗德的等次，所以不需要在亚伦等次里面。
Thirdly, he is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, so he doesn't need to be in the order of Aaron.
所以中间呢，从五章十一节到六章二十节是插入的话。
So from chapter 5 verse 11 through 6, chapter 6 verse 20, these are insertions to the message that he's trying to deliver.
麦基洗德希伯来作者讲到麦基洗德的时候，他心里面就很矛盾。
So when the author of Hebrews start writing about Melchizedek, he feels this frustration inside of him.
他很想一口气就把麦基洗德所有的东西写出来。
He wants on one hand just finish what he wanted to say about the order of Melchizedek.
但是他一想这些写信的对象都是在主的面前不太好好长进的人。
And he thought about the people who's going to read this letter. He realized they are still very immature. They're not growing.
心里面有点着急。他说：“看你们学习的功夫，应该做师父的。那这些话你们都听不进去了。”
So when he's coming to this doctrine, he was very frustrated. He says, "According to age, you should be teachers by now, but you are still babes."
但是我发现你们今天都听得进去，所以我跳过去了。
But today I discover you can all understand, so I'm going to pass this portion.
其实是我没有时间，所以五章十一节到六章二十节我先不讲了。
But in actuality, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to skip this portion today.
我们正好前天星期五大家正好读过了。
So this last Friday, we all studied this portion of scriptures together.
他一方面劝我们一定要好好长进。
So on the one hand, and admonish all of us, we need to grow.
因为他在这里劝我们要去效法那些凭着信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
And it says that for us to go and imitate those who by faith and patience inherit the promises.
所以他把亚伯拉罕搬出来。
And so he show us the example of Abraham.
接着亚伯拉罕再把我们引回到麦基洗德。
And through Abraham, he redirects us to the topic of Melchizedek.
好，这一段讲完了。
So we finish this portion.
那我们现在来看主耶稣是大祭司的这个职分。
And now we want to come and look at the ministry of Jesus Christ as high priest.
那他的这个职分是当时地上所有的大祭司没有办法做到的。
And this ministry is something that all the high priests throughout all history cannot do.
这是在旧约里面没有的。
In the Old Testament, it did not ever even exist.
只有我们新约里面有的。
Only in the New Testament.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
第一件事情在这里讲到他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
The very first one is that he's the faithful and merciful high priest.
没有一个痛苦软弱
not,
他不能了解我们。
There's not one sorrow, there's not one thing that hurts us that he would not understand.
虽然亚伦支派人做大祭司他也有软弱。
In the house of Aaron, when they are high priests, they too themselves are weak.
但是他只能够体谅那些跟他有一样软弱的人。
But he can only sympathize with those who have the same weakness as him.
他不能体谅那些跟 他身上没有软弱的人。
He cannot sympathize with those who does not share common weaknesses as him.
所以我们很多的感觉痛苦是他不能明白的。
So a lot of the struggles that we have, a lot of the pains that we have, that particular high priest cannot understand.
像我当大祭司的话。
For example, if I were the high priest.
如果你生病开刀，我很能体谅你。
If you are ill, you go under surgery, you go under the knife, I can sympathize with you.
我知道你很辛苦。
I know it is such a painful event to endure.
可是如果你是被电视电脑捆绑的人，那我就不太能体谅你。
You are trapped by the TV and the internet and the computer. I have a hard time understanding you.
你要来跟我说，主啊，我又被电视捆绑了。我会说，你为什么这么没出息
？And you say to me, "Oh, high priest, I am bound by the TV again." You, I would say, "How come you are so,
没有出息 ，useless?"
So how come you're so useless? Good word.
电视捆绑丢到河里去就好了嘛。
You're bound by the TV, pick it up and cast it into the river.
我在中国的乡下听到他们教会大复兴的时候，河里面都是电视，大家都丢到电河里面去。
When I was in China sharing with those who were in the countryside, when the church was reviving, TV was in the river all over the place.
为什么人家能丢你不能丢呢？
How come other people could cast their TV in the river and you cannot?
你就知道我不能体谅你。
So now you understand, I can't sympathize with you, right?
Huh?Pollution.
So, so Nancy said it's actually because of pollution.
然后你看，居然会找理由说我不能丢。
And then everybody would have an excuse and say, "Well, I can't throw the TV in the river because I would be polluting the environment."
就算不丢河，他还是舍不得丢。
And even though you can't throw in the river, but we know you have a hard time throwing away, right?
但是圣经上却告诉我们，他凡事受过试探。
But the scripture says that in everything he has been tempted.
只是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
对，就在我们的苦跟软弱，他完全了解。
So according to the things we suffer, our weaknesses, he understands them all.
而且他决定知道如何帮助我们。
And he absolutely knows how to help us.
所以因为在第二章我们已经也读过了，他不救拔天使，只救拔亚伯拉罕的后代。
So chapter 2, it clearly says that he did not save the race of angels, but he delivered the race of man.
他为了要救我们，他就说凡事他都与他的弟兄相同。
So for the sake of delivering us and saving us in all things, he was made like his brethren.
他自己既然因试探而受苦，就能搭救一切受试探的人。
And he suffered by the things he was tried and tested. He is able now to deliver those who are being tried.
所以他的确是圣洁伟大。
And yes, he is holy and he is great.
但是他在地上的时候，为着我们受过所有的试探。
But whileHe was in the world for our sake. He was tempted in every way.
今天我们没有一个人能够了解他受的试探是多大。
Not any. There's no one of us that can comprehend, understand the magnitude, the significance of his temptations.
因为仇敌说老实话不太怕我们，仇敌怕他。
Because Satan is not afraid of us, but Satan is terrified of him.
只要基督失败，犯一个错，或是一个地方不顺服，所有的救赎全部不能成就。
If Christ fails, but on one point, he has.Undo his way of salvation.
仇敌是几乎倾全力的要来破坏基督的。
Satan with all of his might came against Christ.
他凡事受过试探。
So in everything he threw at Christ and he was tempted.
只是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
他能够体谅我们所有的软弱。
So he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做慈悲忠心的大祭司。
This is the merciful and faithful high priest.
所以他告诉我们，只管坦然无惧的来到他的面前。
So he calls us with all boldness, come before the throne of God.
Understand, 他了解，他真是了解。
Because he understands, he truly understands.
所以千万不要上仇敌的当哈，不敢到主面前来。
So, do not be deceived by the enemy and be terrified in coming to the Lord.
越软弱，越失败，越需要到他的面前来。
The weaker you are, the harder you fall, the more you need to come to him.
因为他太了解我们了。
Because he knows us so well.
万物在造我们的主面前和跟我们有关系的主面前。都是赤裸敞开的。
All things are naked and bare naked before the Creator God.
你隐藏也不需要的，他全部都知道。
You don't need to hide because He sees it all.
那既然他都知道了，为什么不坦然无惧的去见他
？So if He sees it all, then why not come to Him with all boldness?
不光他的血可以洗净我们，他无穷生命的大能要来帮助我们。
Not only does His blood cleanse us of our sins, but His All might would come and deliver us.
他不光赦免我们的罪，他要把我们从罪中救出来。
He not only forgave us of our sins, he will deliver us out of the power of sin.
弟兄姊妹，这是慈悲忠心的大祭司啊。
This is the merciful and faithful high priest.
他是坐在施恩的宝座上面。
He is now seated on the mercy seat.
施恩的宝座一方面说到充满了恩典，充满了怜悯。
And the mercy seat talks about the place that is full of grace and mercy.
而宝座说到充满了能力和权柄。
And his throne established the fact that he is all powerful and all might.
所以一方面我们说到他是慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Yes, he is faithful and merciful.
一方面我们说到他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司。
But he is the one who is ascended into the heavens and who has been glorified.
弟兄姊妹，为什么基督的升天对我们很重要
？Why is the ascension of Christ so important to us?
基督在地上的每一个关键的时刻Campbell Morgan 写了一本书叫做《The Crisis of Jesus Christ》。 也是耶稣基督生平中间主要的关键点。
And Campbell Morgan wrote a particular book titled The Crisis of Jesus Christ.
讲到他的诞生，他地上的生活，讲到他的十架，讲到他的复活，讲到他的升天，讲到他将来再来。
And talks about his birth, his time in the world, his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension, and his coming back again.
每一关都很重要，我劝弟兄姊妹读这本书。
Every single one of these crisis, critical point is so important. I admonish everyone to read the book.
当他讲到基督升天的时候
When he talks about the ascension of Christ,
他说到一件事情
He spoke of one thing
他之所以升天
He is ascended on high
因为在地上所有的救恩已经做得这么完全他不需要留了
Because salvation is complete There's nothing left for him to do
做得这么完全没有一件事情他需要留在地上
He ascends on high because it's so complete There's nothing left to do in the world
他可以回去了
He can now go back
弟兄姊妹不光是这样其实
Brothers and sisters, not only so
基督的升天
His ascension.
啊，圣经上告诉我们，他升上高天，掳掠众仇敌。
And the scripture tells us he ascended on high and took captivity captive.
你知道仇敌有大鬼、中鬼、小鬼吗
？You know, in the demonic realm, there are those who have greater power and lesser power.
陆海空三军都有。
And there are the air force, the army, and the navy in the Satan department.
仇敌在路上的。是小鬼
And there are those who walk on the earth. There are lesser demons.
所有的鬼里面最小的鬼就是在地上的，所以你看，一定把我们吓得要死了。
So those who are the least, they walk on the earth, and they would terrify us already.
中鬼在海里面。
And those who are the middle class, they roam in the water.
白色大宝座的时候，死亡和阴间要交出其中的死人，海也要交出其中的死人。
So before the great white throne judgment, the death and Hades needs to bring Let loose those who are held captive and also those who are in the sea.
大鬼在空中。
And those who are greater might is in the air.
所以保罗在以弗所书第六章说我们是以空中执政掌权的恶魔征战。
So Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says we war against the powers and the principality of those who are in the air.
但是基督升上高天的时候。
But when Christ ascended on high,
他掳掠众仇敌。
He took all these enemies and all the things that holds captive.
讲到仇敌在他面前是彻底彻底的失败啊。
And the enemy before him has utterly failed.
不光他从死里面复活。借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
Not only did he rose from the dead, that through death he abolished the evil one.
他升上高天的时候，他为我们掳掠了众仇敌啊。
He ascended on high and took all the enemy and took them captive.
他已经回到父宝座的右边，等候他的仇敌做他的脚凳。
He is now seated at the right hand of the Father on high and waiting for his enemy to be made his footstool.
你看，把脚踩在仇敌的身上，这叫做完全得胜啊。
He may put his foot on top of his enemy to declare he is all victorious.
所以他的升天说到他的得胜
So his ascension speaks of his complete victory
而且他的升天说到他完全被父神所悦纳 他成功了
His ascension also speaks of the fact that he's completely accepted by the Father He has perfected what the Father wanted him to do
因为他如果有罪的话他没有办法从阴间出来
Because if any ounce of sin is found in him He cannot come out of Hades
如果就算他完全没有罪，他有任何地方失败的话，他也没有办法被父神接回去的。
Even if he's without sin, but he failed at the will of God, he cannot be received by the Father.
他被接回到天上。
He is taken back into heaven.
他带着人性回到父神宝座的面前。
And with the nature of man, he comes.Returns back to
所以我们在这里讲，那他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司啊。
And he is the glorified high priest who is ascended on high and above the heavens.
这个祭司是历史上没有过的。
And this high priest has never existed in the history of man.
所有的天使都敬拜他。
All the angels now prostrate and worship.
天欢迎他。
The heaven rejoices and welcomes him home.
他登上神宝座，与神同坐宝座。
He now ascends and onto the throne and sits with God in heaven above.
所以希伯来的作者告诉我们有这样子一位升上高天尊荣的大祭司，我们只管坦然无惧地来到他面前。
So the author of Hebrews, Hebrews says, "Now with all boldness, enter in the throne room of God, because such a high priest sits there for us."
好，弟兄姊妹啊，这个实在是连不起来。
Brothers and sisters, it is
这么尊荣的大祭司，怎能不害怕呢？
It is so hard to make the connection in our mind because such a glorious high priest. How can I not tremble?
所以一面讲到他是尊荣的大祭司，升天的。
On the one hand, he is that glorified high priest ascended on high.
一面又讲他是慈悲忠心，完全能体谅我们的。
But he is also the one that is merciful and faithful who sympathizes with us.
能力、权柄、荣耀。 跟温柔、慈爱、怜悯结合在一起了。
All power, all glory, and with grace and mercy, they are mingled together.
这是我们的大祭司。
This is our high priest.
这是我们的大祭司。
This is our high priest.
我跟你讲，如果神睁开我们眼睛，你的旧约所有的百姓都要羡慕我们的。
But if God really opened our eyes, all those who are in the Old Testament will admire us.
历史上什么时候出过这样子的大祭司？
Where did such a person ever emerge in the history of man?
这是我们的福分啊。
It is our privilege.
好，在这里接下来讲到第七章告诉我们。
And then it says in chapter 7.
他说耶稣做大祭司并不是启示不启示立的而二十节。
And Jesus Christ became the high priest because of he became a priest because of an oath. Because of an oath.
那些祭司原不是启示立的只有耶稣是启示立的因为那立他的对他说主起的是绝不后悔你是永远为祭司。
Verse 21, all those of old, the priests are without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said, the Lord has sworn and not by, will not relent, you are a priest forever.
所以当在这里要强调他是启示立的为什么
And here, the author also emphasized the point that he is a priest because of an oath.
所有旧约的祭司没有一个祭司是启示立的。
All the Old Testament high priests, not one became a priest because of an oath.
只有耶稣基督是启示立的。
Only Jesus Christ took that position because of an oath.
前天我们读到第六章的时候讲到为着神为了坚固亚伯拉罕的信心。
The other day when we were reading chapter 6, because God wanted to strengthen the faith of Abraham.
他说借着两件永远不更改的事情。
And through two things that will never change.
让我们知道神绝不会说谎。
That God, for one, he will never lie.
让我们可以持定信心。
That we can hold fast to our faith.
哪两件事啊
What are those two things?
一个是应许。
One is a promise.
一个是为了坚固我们神启示
And the other one is his revelation to strengthen us.
神不需要启示的
God need not to reveal anything.
他说什么就是什么
Whatever he says is.
没有人比他更大可以指着启示的
There's no one greater than him that he can have an oath.
他为了要坚固亚伯拉罕的信心他就指着自己启示
So because he wanted to strengthen Abraham he swore by himself.
所以神为了坚固我们的信心
Because God wanted to strengthen our faith.
他在这里启示说耶稣基督是永远为祭司
He swore by an oath that Jesus Christ is the order of priesthood forever.
我们永远有这个保障呢。
We forever have this advocate on our behalf.
在旧约里面，这个祭司是会死掉的哈。
And in the Old Testament, every high priest comes to the place where they will die.
而且祭司的任期最多二十年。
And they can only have this position of ministry for but about 20 years.
30岁到50岁。
30 to 50 years.
而且有时候需要轮班的。
A lot of times they have to take turns.
你们有没有去看过医生？
Have you been to the hospital to see a doctor?
啊，这个在中国看医生比在美国更难哈，因为病人太多了。
China is harder than to see a physicians here in the States because there's so many of those who are ill.
如果哪天你病了需要被人家宰啊，对不起，要被人家开刀。
If one particular day you are ill and somebody needs to butcher you and open you up.
你会找哪一个？你会找那种刚毕业的呢，还是找那种已经二三十年经验的呢
？Which butcher would you look for? Those who just graduated or those who are very seasoned with a knife?
你会找谁
？Who would you look for?
你当然找有经验的。
Of course, you look for the one that's
找那种口评，大家都说他最好的。
And everyone who says he's the best, he's the best.
第一把刀。
And he has the best knife in his hand.
要被宰也挑个最好的刀来宰。
If I'm going to be butcher, I'm going to be butchered by him.
然后那个医生说对不起我现在不接受新的病人
And then the doctor says I'm sorry I can't take any more
因为我的病人太多了
Because I have way too many patients
你着不着急
Are you going to worry?
我在上海就我们就碰到 有弟兄们他们就是为了要凭信心信靠神他们不拉关系不走后门不拜托人他们就是什么医生看他们就是交给神
So a lot of brothers in China by faith when they're ill they need to go see a doctor they're not going to use any kind of trickery of man or to lean on people but they lean on God and say God whoever you assign as doctor for me I will take
但是并不是人都是这样子
but not every person is like this
总会打听这个医生什么时候看病能不能看我
we're all going to go around and ask who's the best doctor is he open is he taking new patients can he see me
假如全世界不全中国第一把或是全世界第一把的医生告诉你说你放心轻松你放心这一辈子只要你病我一定当你的医生
the best physician in the world comes and talks to Steve and Steve whenever you are sick I'll be there for you.
他一点都不快乐，因为他不敢交给我，因为我不是医生。
He's not smiling because he can't trust me. I'm not the real doctor.
但是如果那个医生这样子告诉你的话，你会多放心呢、啊、
？But if that particular doctor really swears to you, how trust, how calm and how.
你唯一的担心就是怕他活得比你短。
Your only worry would be that he, you outlive him.
因为他的任期不能长久。
Because his position of service cannot endure very long.
所以在旧约里面，所有的祭司任期都不能长久，都要更换，因为有死相隔。
So the Old Testament ever so often the new priest has to come in because of death.
只有这个祭司是永远长存。
But this high priest we speak of today, he endures forever.
圣经上强调他是启示立的，特别强调他是永远的祭司。
And the scripture says that he's a priest by an oath, and he is a priest forever.
所以我们再来看七章二十四节到二十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 24 through 25.
其实我们多读一节也没关系。23节，那些成为祭司的数目本来多，是因为有使主隔不能长久，看到没有？底下就说到，这位祭是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。所以第一个讲到他是永远长存。
So number one, he continues forever.
而且长久不更换。
And he has an, this is an unchangeable priesthood.
你不觉得这实在是一个大的恩典吗？
Don't you think this is an immense grace?
太宝贝了哈。
It is so precious.
而且他不是只是长久，他有这个任期，永远有这个任期。
It is not just that he has this position forever and continues forever.
圣经上讲到他永远的时候。
But when the scripture talks of this eternal element of Christ,
讲到他那么忠心，那么用心，那么满了爱的来尽他祭司的职分。
But he is also faithful with all of his heart and full of love to minister this ministry.
他说他长远活着替我们祈求。
And he lives forever to intercede for us.
阿爸们，真是要感谢神了哈。
Praise God.
所以忘了是穆恩德利还是谁说，我们祷告是里面的基督祷告天上的基督。
And Andrew Murray once said that when we pray, it is the Christ inside that prays to the Christ above.
这位天上高天，身上高天尊荣的大祭司，长远活着替我们祷告。
This high priest who's ascended on high forever lives and forever intercedes for us.
所以腓立比书第四章告诉我们，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你们所要的告诉主，告诉神。
Tells us do not worry, but on all cast all our cares on him and all of our supplications, make our requests known to God.
难道他不知道吗？他都知道的。
Does Jesus not know? Of course he knows.
但是他喜欢我们借着祷告来遇见这位听替我们祷告的主。
He wants us to come and meet the Savior through prayer.
他长远活着为我们祈求。
He forever lives for us to intercede for us.
而且凡靠着他进到神面前的，他都能拯救到底。
And all those who draw near to God through him, he can save to the uttermost.
注意到这里的关键了哈。
Pay attention to the criticality here.
关键是什么？
And the point is,
靠着他进到神面前的人。
By him who comes before the presence of God.
所以不来白不来。
So if you don't come, you're wasting an opportunity.
真的不来白不来。
And so if you don't come, you're wasting it.
你只要知道你在天上有这么伟大一个大祭司。
You know that there's such a great high priest in heaven above.
他尊荣，他祷告带着权柄。
He's glorious, his prayer is with all might.
万有都交给他了。
All things has been handed into his hands.
神把那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的，因他的名都要屈膝，都要称他为主的名赐给了他。
The name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess, has been given to him.
他长远活着替我们祷告，
and forever lives to intercede for us.
叫我们这些靠着他到神面前的来的人，他都能够拯救到底。
That we who come to him, come to God through him, may be saved to the uttermost.
所以我们看见在历史上有很多属灵的伟人背后都有人为他们祷告，尤其是他们的母亲呢。
We see a lot of spiritual giants throughout history that are praying for them, that are people praying for them, particularly their moms.
你看圣奥古斯丁，圣 Augustine, 他原来是那么荒唐堕落的人，背后有人祷告。
Saint Augustine was very wanton, very worldly, but there is someone praying for him behind him.
John Newton,
John Newton.
因为连 Hudson Taylor, 连戴德森年轻的时候都是他母亲一直 直祷告祷告祷告到最后他得救了。
And Hudson Taylor, his mom prayed and prayed and prayed until he was saved.
好，弟兄姊妹，那我们其实有一位这样子尊荣的大祭司，长远活着为我们祷告。
But we have a high priest who ever lives and prays for us without ceasing.
弟兄姊妹，这是恩典啊。
This is grace.
对，我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
And with all boldness come to the throne of grace.
得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
To receive grace and mercy for our time of need.
他喜欢我们这样子在祷告中来经历他。
And he delights that in our prayers that we would experience him.
我在祷告会做了一个小见证，后来于师母说：“你为什么不跟弟兄姊妹做见证？”
And during the prayer meeting, I gave a testimony with brother and sister that attended, and Sister Nancy encouraged me to share with all everybody in the congregation.
啊，这次我们在中国这个最后的一段的聚会是一些同工们聚在一起，哈，人数没有那么多，几十位。
And this time in China, the very last leg, we didn't have a lot of people. There were just few key co-workers that met together.
啊，我们为了整个未来的这个服事的方向祷告寻求。
And we've been praying for the direction that God has for His church and the future.
结果到一半的时候我就突然开始腹泻、啊、半夜四点钟起来
and in the middle of this, this final meeting I began to have stomach problems, diarrhea I began to wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning
而且是很严重的在我人生中很少这么厉害
and it was very severe I seldom have cases like this in my life
从那个时候开始我就不管吃什么东西都泻肚子
so it doesn't matter what I put in my mouth I will have to run to the toilet
连吃饼干苏打饼干也一样泻肚子
even crackers I would still have the runs
到最后连我喝水都泻肚子
and it got to the point even when I drink water I was having the runs.
所以在30个小时里面我泻了25次。
And a span of 30 hours, I went to the bathroom 25 times.
有好几次是半夜坐在那边坐超过一个小时因为一直泻一直泻。
A lot of time I was just sitting on the toilet for over an hour because the runs would just keep going and keep going.
我在主面前祷告我说主啊这些聚会都不能去参加因为我最后三个聚会都被打岔了。
And I said, Lord, I can't go to the meetings like this. The last three important meetings, I wasn't able to attend fully because of it.
因为去又跑回来。
So I go and I have to leave. I go and I have to leave.
就到了最后一天最后一堂聚会
and the last meeting on the very last day
他们一大早就出去晨更了在户外
and in the morning they went outside to have morning devotion
旁边没有厕所的
and there were no bathrooms around
最近的厕所大概至少要五六百公尺大概五百公尺还要爬山坡那是我跑不回来的
and the nearest place to relieve myself is about 500-600 yards away and it's up the hill
所以我是跑不去了
So I couldn't join everyone.
我就在房间里面，这个他们聚了一个钟头以后，我就很想去，我就祷告主，我说主，你一定要让我去，这是最后一堂。
So they've been meeting for about an hour, and in my heart, I just so want to be with them. I say, Lord, this is the last get together. Lord, I need to go. I want to go.
然后聚完了以后，我们要坐这个bus， 要五个小时回到附近一个大城市，然后第二天坐飞机回美国。
And afterwards, we're going to take a 5-hour bus ride to the nearest city, and then the following day, we're going to take the plane ride back to the states.
我怎么上巴士？巴士上又没有厕所。
And I say, Lord, how do I go on the bus? There is no place to relieve myself on the bus.
然后我怎么上飞机？飞机门口常常排着一大堆人要上厕所。
Well, how do I go on the plane? There's always a long line going to the lavatory.
所以就是你知道真的很难。
So you can begin to imagine what I'm going through.
所以我就跟主说，主，我一定要去，你医治我。
So I say, Lord, I gotta go to this last meeting. Please heal me.
然后我就凭信心穿衣服。
By faith, I clothe myself.
才穿好衣服又冲到厕所
as soon as I put my clothes on I rushed the bathroom again
他歇一场
and again it was a big run
就跟我前面一模一样
it was no different than before
但是我里面就不甘心我就跟主祷告
but I did not want to just let this go and I said to the Lord I did not relent
所以里面有平安我就凭信心出去了
and so there was peace in my heart I took a step of faith and walked out the room
所以我跟他们坐在一起
And I sat down next to my companions.
他们正在祷告，没看到我来。
They were praying. They didn't see that I joined them.
还没张眼看到我来。
They opened their eyes and they saw me.
很稀奇的哈。
And they all marveled.
然后是聚会二十多分钟，快到半小时，大概早上十点钟左右。
And about 20 minutes, it's about 10 a.m. in the morning.
就突然在我里面说病好了。
The Lord inside of me says, "You are healed."
哇，好高兴。
And I was so excited.
结果后来就跟于师母说，我说我好了。
And then I turned to Sister Nancy and I said, "I'm healed."
他简直不敢相信
She looked at me, really?
然后从那个时候开始我至少大概20个小时没有上厕所
And from that point on I didn't have to go to the bathroom for about 20 hours
而且不太好我跟他说我不愿意讲台上坐就是因为 有些人想象力太丰富了。
I told Sister Nancy I didn't want to share this testimony because you guys are all very imaginative.
我二十个小时以后正常如厕，你们不要想了，就到此为止。
After 20 hours, everything came back. And don't imagine anything. I'm just going to end it there.
它是一个非常明显的医治，因为三十个小时内就是不停。
And we thank the Lord for 30 hours. The runs was nonstop.
我也没有吃任何的药，那个时候就是这样子好了。
And there was no medication that I took, and I was all of a sudden I was made well.
因为我之前吃所有的药都没有用，美国带去的，中国带去的，还放熏草在我肚子上烧个老半天，我一样发烧，一样没好。
And for those 30 hours, I took all kind of medicine, Western medicine, Eastern medicine. I even have this grass burning with incense on top of my stomach. Nothing worked.
弟兄姊妹，他是长远活着的。
But he is the one who forever lives.
如果他祷告单言，是他有原因的。
If he delays in his intercession, there's a good reason.
他单言到我就觉得不可能医治了，三四个小时里面泻了二十五次，但是他说停就停。
And he waited till the point that I felt it's almost impossible. When he says stop, and it stopped.
然后我们可以经历他。
And we can experience him.
弟兄姊妹，他太伟大。
Brother and sister, he is so great.
最后一个点我必须要讲，耽误你们五分钟。
The last point I have to talk about, give me five more minutes.
所以你说到他圣洁。
Talks about he is holy.
他无邪恶，二十六节。
Verse 26, he has no harm.
他或是 harmless， 然后他无玷污，远离罪人，高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合宜的。
And he's harmless, undefiled, separated from sinner, and has become higher than the heavens.
他不像那些大祭司，每天必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。换句话说，这是讲到他职任的完全。
It talks about the completeness of his ministry.
前面不光讲到他的职任的超越。
It doesn't talk only talk about the surpassing ministry of Jesus Christ as High Priest.
不光讲到他的职任是永远的。
But his ministry is forever enduring.
这里讲到他的职任是这么完全。
And here it talks about his ministry is so complete.
他是 once for all， 一次就够了。
And his ministry is once and for all is completely done.
因为他的血完全。
His blood is so complete.
他的救恩完全。
His salvation is so complete.
每一件事他做的都是完全。
Everything that he does is complete.
用了完全的意思就是达到了他该有的境界。
And this completeness speaks of the fact that it has reached the realm where it needs to reach.
所以当他说成了的时候，
when he says it is finished,
殿里的幔子就裂开来了。
The veil in the temple has been torn in half.
所以我们昨天讲到做先锋的耶稣已经进到了幔内了。
Our forerunner Jesus Christ has entered into the veil for us.
The forerunner.
He is the forerunner.
旧约的大祭司一年这样子只有一天可以进去。
The Old Testament new high priest can only enter once a year.
进去以后就要赶快出来。
He enters in quickly and he comes out.
然后从来不可能带人进去的。
And he can never take anyone with him.
他为什么要讲先锋 forerunner？ 表示有 follower。
And why does he use the term forerunner？ Because there are those to follow.
不光他进去啊。
Not only did he enter in.
他把我们都带进去了。
He took all of us in.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这样子的大祭司是对我们需要的，是我们合宜的。
So such a high priest meets our time of need is exactly what we need.
不光只有他能够体谅我们。
Not only does he sympathize with us.
只有他能救我们。
Only he can save us.
而且他的救是 once for all, 完全的。
Only his salvation is once and for all.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我没有任何意思说我们可以随便犯罪。
I am not in any way telling you that we can casually sin.
但是耶稣基督的救赎太完全了。
But the salvation of Jesus Christ is so complete.
一次就解决了我们所有的罪了。
Once he has undone all of our sins.
我们的确犯罪要到主的面前认罪。
Yes, when we sin, we need to come before the Lord and repent of our sins.
但是就像我们刚才唱的诗歌，你将来去见神的时候，神不再追究我们的罪。
But like the hand that we sin, we sing, we don't need to go, the Lord will no longer count our sins when we go see him.
耶稣基督这么完全，没有罪，圣洁，无玷污的。
And the complete Jesus Christ, who is without sin,
一次把自己献上，就把这件事成全了。
And who is without any imperfection offered up himself once and for all.
我们前两天就接到一封信，从网络上寄来的。
A few days ago, we got a letter from on the net from someone.
我们常常接到各式各样的信从网络来，有不同的困难，不同的问题。
We get all sorts of letters from different places of difficulties and struggles that brothers and sisters face.
因为这个不过是三天前来的，是非常典型的一封信。
But this one came about 3 days ago. It's pretty standard.
我们不翻译的，请春秋帮我们念一下。
大家注意听中间的一段。Of the letter, and I ask the brothers who understand Chinese to hear it out loud.
那个 headset, 你们要戴 headset, 有英文翻译。
Those who only understand English, you have your headset, use your headsets right now.
wireless mic.
我今天想到过去很多次犯罪得罪神，觉得好害怕，想了好多好多严重的后果，好害怕。我最近一直在低烧，原因不明，今天感觉一下就消沉下去了，想着会不会被神撇弃，一点力气都没有。为什么悔改心中人不平安，事情最坏的一面都进到我脑袋里去，不是祈求就得着，叩门就给我开门吗？我还要怎样才能感受到神与我同在，才能不惧怕？犯罪就会有许多犯罪的后果，神若允许有罪的后果临到我，无论哪一件我都无法承受，所以我想到这些就骨头发软全乱了。
请帮帮我。
Please help me. The letter basically says of a person who is struggling with the notion and understanding of his sins, and he comes to mind and realizes that he sins and his sins needs to be dealt with. And he comes before the Lord and says, Lord, I understand and I ponder about the fact that I could suffer severe judgment, and how can I escape? Who can deliver me?
这是一个很典型的一个神儿女的挣扎。
And it's a very standard struggle of many children of God.
我们得救了。
We are saved.
我们蒙恩了。
We have received the grace of God.
很多的时候我们还被软弱所困。
A lot of times we are still bound in the weakness of our flesh.
很多的时候我们还被罪恶辖制。
A lot of times we are still bound by the power of sin.
我们很多时候为了过去曾经犯过的罪和失败那个阴影所追逐。
And the shadows of our past failures and our past sins still pursue us.
我们为了很多的懊悔痛苦。在那里我们出不来。
And a lot of the regrets keep us chained, and we cannot.
我们被很多的害怕、恐惧、定罪所捆绑。
So fear and condemnation comes and binds me, and I am set bound.
弟兄姊妹，老约翰告诉我们，爱里面没有惧怕。
And old John tells us that in love there is no fear.
爱既完全，就把所有的惧怕除去。
And love is made perfect, and every fear is cast out.
这个爱不是平白随便来的。
And this love does not come just casually.
乃是耶稣基督用他自己的血向我们表明的。
But Jesus Christ through his blood has declared his love.
他的血已经满足了父神所有公义的要求。
His blood has satisfied every righteous requirement of the Father.
所以在爱尔兰有一个老师问孩子们说，神有没有不能做的事情？
So in Ireland there was a teacher that asked a grade school student, is there something impossible for God?
一个小男孩举手说有。
And the little boy raised his hand and says, yes.
啊，那个老师吓坏了，他说神怎么会有不能做的事情？
And the teacher marveled, how can God have something that is impossible for him to do?
他说因为神不能背乎自己，他不能够透过耶稣的血再看到我们的罪。
Is it because God cannot deny himself and see our sins through the blood of his son again?
这边是的，他的血太完全了。
That is true, his blood is so complete.
到今天仍然在父神的面前为我们说出美言。
Today, those blood still speak wonderful words before the Father for us.
长远活着为我们祈求。
Forever lives to intercede for us.
我真是没有时间继续好好讲这么重要的经
文。I really don't have time to eloquently go on and speak of such an important thing.
我们唱550首，我们只唱第一节。
Hymn 550, we only sing verse 1. Sing it in Chinese and then sing it in English.
对，随便你唱什么文，我们就是第一节唱两遍。
But whatever language you're comfortable with, whatever language we'll sing in. Verse 1, we'll sing it twice.
啊，我们真的来到他的面前，用爱来唱。
Let's truly come before him singing with love.
我的朋友，我主耶稣。
说何等权力能将难处带到主面前去祈求。
What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
英文是翻译 everything， 不光是难处。
And the English translation is everything, not just difficult things.
你可以把你的软弱、把你的害怕、把你的无助、把你的需要啊 ，everything 都带到他的面前。
Your weaknesses, your helplessness, everything that you need.
他说有许多的痛苦不需要受，很多的平安白白的失去了。
This is what peace we often forfeit, and what needless pains we bear.
因为我们不够认识他，我们不肯来到他面前祈求。
Because we don't know him well enough to come to him on our knees and to ask.
我们最后再唱一节，最后再唱一次，中英文都可以。
Sing the verse one more time.
Let's
have some words of prayers together.
我们可不可以有神圣的一分钟？
Let's have this holy moment.
我们完全没有任何的声音。
No other voices.
我们个人直接来到至圣所里面。
We personally come to this holy of holies.
来到施恩的宝座前。
To his throne of grace.
来面对那位伟大的神。
To come and meet the great Almighty God.
来面对那位身上高天尊荣的大祭司，我们的救主耶稣基督。
To meet the glorious High Priest who's ascended unto the heavens, our Jesus Christ.
让他今天早上对我们说出安慰的话。
And this morning he may speak words of comfort into our hearts.
让他能对我们说你的罪赦免了。
Your sins are forgiven.
让他来对我们说你平安了。
Have peace.
让他能够对我们说我都了解。
That he may say, I understand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们都来遇见他。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all come and meet him.
我们有一分钟完全的安静。哈利路亚。让我们不仅仅在这里跟你有神圣的相会。
Well, not only will we have this divine encounter with you now.
让我们在随处都常常与你相会。
But in any moment of the day and anywhere we may meet you.
我光在这个时候让我们与你有这么相会神圣的时刻。
Not only do we have this divine moment at this time,
让每一个时刻都被我们用来珍惜与你相会。
I pray that every moment would be treasured by these hearts that we will long to meet with you.
我们做先锋的耶稣已经为我们进入了幔内。
Our Jesus, who's the forerunner, has entered through the veil.
你用你的血也为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And by your blood, you've opened unto us a new and a living way.
让我们都能够坦然无惧地来到至圣所里面。
That with boldness we may come into the holies of holies.
主啊，不让我们的锚抛在外院。
And Lord, we pray that our anchor is not on the outer court.
把我们的锚都抛在至圣所里面。
That we anchor ourselves in the holies of holies.
常常在你血的底下我们坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前。
And under your cleansing blood, we boldly come before the throne of grace.
不仅仅在这里得连续蒙恩惠做我们随时的帮助。
Not only to receive mercy and grace for our help in time of need.
更是让我们在你施恩宝座前与你这位施恩的主常相会。
But before the throne of grace that we may commune with the gracious Lord.
这位慈悲忠信的大祭司。
This merciful and faithful high priest.
这位长久活着为我们祈求的大祭司。
Whoever lives to intercede for us.
这位能救我们能够拯救到底的大祭司。
The one who can save us and save us to the uttermost.
主我们谢谢你。
Lord we thank you.
真是谢谢你。
We thank you Lord.
谢谢父神把你差来。
Thank you that the Father has sent you.
谢谢你为我们死在十字架上。
Thank you for dying on the cross for us.
谢谢你为我们掳掠胜过了一切的仇敌。
Thank you that you've taken all of our enemies captive.
谢谢你今天在圣灵的里面回到我们中间来。
That in the Holy Spirit you are here with us.
将你那无穷生命的大能放在我们的里面。
That immeasurable power and might is now in us.
让我们不仅仅有份于这伟大的生命。
And not only are we partakers of this great eternal life.
让我们有份于这伟大的释放和得胜。
But we are partakers of this glorious freedom and victory.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
为着我们在座所有软弱、痛苦、难处所压的弟兄姊妹，特别向你祷告。
For all the brothers who are going through pains and trials and weaknesses.
让我们在施恩座前全部卸下来。
That we may learn to come to the throne of grace and let them all go.
全部卸下来。
To let them all go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美你。
Praise you, Lord.
特别把我们的年轻孩子们交在你的手中。
We bring our younger brothers and sisters and next generation before you.
让他们跟你有第一手真实的关系。
They may have that first-hand relationship with you.
知道他们所信的神，不管是亚伯拉罕的神，是他父母的神，也是他们自己的神。
To know that the God that they believe in is not just the God of Abraham, the God of their fathers, but, oh Lord, that their own God.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.